hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and now connected via the web, I have Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Now, I'm loving this new technology, and Jimmy, it's really cool. You are somewhere in some undisclosed location right now, but we are connected via the web, and it sounds like you're in the studio with me. That's kind of cool.
That's right, Greg. I actually am here with Dick Cheney, but he refuses to say anything.
Interesting. Well, there you go. We found a secret, what do they call them? Safe houses, maybe. And we can listen in to these undisclosed locations and kind of bring a whole new level of theater to Scuba Radio. It'll amuse us at the bare minimum. Now, you know, the added bonus to a technology like this is that, you know, we can actually have Scuba Radio Drunken Santa on the show now and not have him in the studio. So we can have him on the show without having to smell him. And so, Jimmy, I know you've been hard at work at that safe house. I guess Dick Cheney was there too, but the plan was you were going to set up a microphone with Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. Have you done this?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so we have a microphone in a room with Drunken Santa. Are we ready to go live with this and try to connect with him and see if we can bring him into the mix?
Yeah, sure. Let's give it a shot.
All right, let me press a button here. Okay, hello. Hey, Santa, are you with us? Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, come in. Yeah, that sounds like him. Is he there? Hello, Santa. Come on in to the show.
I hear something.
Yeah, Santa.
I hear something.
It's me, Greg the Dive Master. How are you, man?
Hey, Greg.
So
I hear you.
Yes, well, you should. I'm talking to you.
Can you hear me over?
Yes, I do hear you. You just speak into that microphone like you're doing and pretend that you're on the... Well, you are on the show with us today.
And, hello, and thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes.
It's good to be here.
Well, it's good to hear you and not have to be near you. You know what I'm saying?
Where are you?
I'm in the studio, Drunken Santa, and you.
I'm in a small room,
right?
And there's a microphone.
That's all we need.
And I can't. I look through the window, and I can't see you. Are you hiding?
Yeah, I'm hiding. Definitely, I'm hiding. But the bottom line is, you can hear me. And
I must be that world champion hide and seek.
Yeah. No. No. What we got, we have you in a different location, and I don't know. Look at it like a scuba dive, Santa. You know, we're a buddy team, but you can hear me. We can be in communication.
I've lost my buddy.
You, well, you, we're in communication. We're talking to each other, so I'm right there with you. I'm kind of all around.
It's as if the visibility is bad.
Those voices in your head will now be me, Drunken Santa, okay? But I am still your dive buddy. Just do what I say and tell us, you know, what you're doing. And just remember, it's no different than you coming into the studio normally, with the added benefit that we don't have to see you or smell you.
Where's Jimmy?
He's right
there. I'm here, Santa.
Hey,
I placed some stuff on the floor in that room for you. If you feel around in the dark, you'll find a rubber bladder and some adult diapers.
This is freaking me out. I cannot see either of you, seriously. Can you see me?
No, we don't really need to see you. It's a radio show.
I am not understanding what is going on.
Okay, well, think of it like a group dive. Say we're going scuba diving and we have a three-man team, a buddy team of divers, and we're in constant communication. You see something interesting. You say, hey, Greg, I see this. Come take a look here. It's the same kind of
like
thing.
Like a mermaid?
Yeah. Are you seeing any mermaids there, Drunken Santa?
Not yet, but the night is young.
The night is young.
All right.
Again, feel around on the floor.
Yeah. I think the only thing
I hope if I see a mermaid, I'll let you know.
Okay.
If I see mermaid, who's a mermaid now?
What do you mean, who's a mermaid?
Who's a current mermaid?
Well, we have Tiffany, we have Lizzie, the whole crew, Callie, everyone. We got an entire pot of mermaids. You know this.
If you see Mermaid Lizzie.
Yeah. What about her?
And Mermaid Callie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then tell them to come see Santa.
Okay. In your little room with a microphone at one window. It's fairly dark.
Hey, somebody's got to keep me company.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that's what the bottle was for.
This is not the bottle. This is a tropical... A tropical tumbler.
Aha, okay. So you're just trying to
do delicious.
Set the mood for your afternoon of...
I was almost spilled a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you know what all these mall Santas do, in the off-season. They go diving, they hang out in rooms with us. Or, well, not with us, thank God. This is really kind of nice.
Hey.
What?
Seriously, where are you?
I'm in the studio.
I looked in the room that was next to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And there's nobody in there.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure where you are, but I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I do hear you.
All right. Listen, when are we going to go on the radio? Just tell me and I'll be ready.
Yeah. Okay. We're on the radio now.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, we were going to talk about the fact that you can be on the show now without having to be in the studio with us.
Let's talk about mermaids.
Okay, we'll talk about mermaids. Yeah, just think, consider me that voice in your head.
Hey, Greg. You
know? What?
Hey.
Huh?
How? When the mermaids go and they dive in the ocean.
Yeah.
And if it's like the Pacific.
Right.
Or they hit a thermocline?
A thermocline, yes. It's a thermocline.
How do they keep their boobies warm?
Well, they got they got seashells. You know, they kind of hold everything in place.
I don't think that would keep anybody warm.
Well, it works for them. And with
hello?
That, yeah, that was the magic sound of Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Is Jimmy there?
I think.
A magically back Santa.
Yes.
It's like you've never left.
Yeah, well, he has this kind of flurry.
But I wish he would.
Why? I've been told I linger even after I leave.
You do have that effect on people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've done this many times. But, yeah, you know, the thing is about this technology, Santa.
You guys are totally messing with me. You're like, are you hiding under the desk?
We're inside your mind.
That's right. We're the voices in your head.
I can hear you guys perfectly.
I know. That's the whole idea.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine.
We sure can.
This is so weird.
I love
it. Usually I'm standing. I can see you guys because I'm standing right next to you.
Right. Well, you know, just like I said, think of it as a dive.
And I don't know when we're on the radio, and I don't know what I'm supposed to talk about.
Well, you just know.
I am trying to pride myself on my professionalism.
Mm-hmm, right.
And there, I have no notes.
You can hear us fine, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I have no topics.
See, it was just
and
like.
I have no. More importantly, I have no pictures of mermaids. Is Don on the phone?
No.
And I also want to know where the pictures I was supposed to receive.
I don't know what pictures you're talking about. But you know, if you can't see us, you know, the thing, you remember what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to look around for a minute when you're underwater. And then if you can't find your buddy.
Well, I've been looking around, Greg.
Or your buddy team.
It feels like an eternity.
Well, okay. After 1 minute, you're supposed to surface and find your buddy.
I'm standing up and I'm looking around and I'm going, Greg, where are you, Greg?
I'm right here. I'm right here with you.
Greg!
I don't know what the hell is going on.
Woo!
But you got to love this technology.
Hey, who's having a good time so far?
I can hear you, but don't have to be near you. All right, there you go. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And yes, we're sorry.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterk.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with prawns like these, well, who needs anemones?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And on the line, I got my buddy Steve on from Lauderdale by the Sea. He kind of, I don't know, you work the Chamber of Commerce or what is the official title, Steve? Let's get it out
there. I actually work for the town. I'm the town's public information officer, but I'm also in charge of promoting diving in Lauderdale by the Sea. And I do the Bugfest event for the town.
Well, exactly. He does Bugfest and pretty much runs the place. We'll just leave it at that. Fair enough, right?
I'm in charge of all the lobsters that are off Lauderdale by the Sea.
Exactly. He's on lobster watch. Now, yeah. Since Bugfest, the kickoff of lobster mini season here in Florida, what have you heard? I mean, I know we had a storm system come through the area a couple weeks ago, and I was wondering if that might have stirred up some of the lobsters. Have you gotten any reports along those lines?
I haven't gotten any reports, but I know that the divers are doing pretty well, at least the ones that know where to look for the lobsters. I've seen pictures on Facebook of divers coming back with their limit. So we've had a lot of calm weather this past month. So I think the divers are doing pretty good. I was out with my son the other day, and he caught three on one dive, and it wasn't even great conditions. It was kind of overcast and, you know, 2 to 4 foot seas. But It's been a good season so far from what I've heard.
Well, there you go. And just right off the beach there in front of the Windjammer or by the commercial pier at Lauderdale by the Sea
Yeah, just off Lauderdale by the Sea, Fort Lauderdale, Pompano, Deerfield, you know, the main cities off of Broward County here.
Well, you know, lobsters are one reason to go down there and dive at Lauderdale by the Sea, but just the diving conditions are great. Matter of fact, my daughter's been bugging me as a newly certified open water diver to come down there and just do a little refresher dive. And when I was there, I was like, wow, you guys have the ideal conditions for that because the diving's really easy and accessible from the beach. The water's clear and calm depending on the weather. It's really ideal conditions and a very easy dive just to go out there and explore the reef, right?
Well, exactly. In fact, we just installed a new dive bench at a Daytona Avenue beach portal. So it can hold up to four divers at a time. So we're trying to make it even more convenient.
Okay, now what does that mean? What do you mean you installed a dive bench? I don't know what you mean by that.
It's a bench where it's like a bench on a boat where you can hook up your tank.
Yeah.
And so it stays in one spot while you slip into it, while you put your BC on. So
what, right there at the beach at commercial pier?
Yeah, right there at the beach at the portal.
Oh,
where the showers are right there.
Okay, well, there you go. So it's extremely diver-friendly at Lauderdale by the Sea. Yeah, lauderdalebythesea.com, or I believe is the website, right?
It's lbts-fl.gov.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. And you could Google it as well and find out all the information.
Sure.
But you got a lot of stuff going on there besides the bugs, besides the diving. This week, a world record diving attempt has been going on. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Alan, the grouper, Sherrod, went into the water on, I think, 6:30 a.m. on Thursday morning this week, yeah.
Yeah, and we're waiting to find out if he's broken the record, but it was like, I don't know, from Wednesday to today or thereabouts, and they're working out all the details, but Alan was going for this world record. And I guess he did this last year. Is that the case? And then someone overseas beat him, and now he's trying to go back and reclaim his title? Is that the deal?
Yeah, he broke it in December 2011, and actually the conditions then were really rough. There were 4 to 5 foot seas most of the time he was there. But last year, someone broke his record, a diver in Malta. So he's back again this week trying to reset a new record.
Yeah, and on top of everything else, I think he got hitched underwater to his mermaid love.
He renewed his vows with his wife, Barbara Wins, who's a Wiki, former Wiki Watchy mermaid.
Yeah, she's like the queen of Wiki Watchy. She's a great gal.
Yeah. And we have a bunch of mermaids down here this week, too, along with Alan.
Yeah, it's Mermaid Week at Lauderdale by the Sea. It's all kind of crazy stuff going on. But, yeah, we hope to check in with Alan here for next week's show and find out how he did and some of the challenges that he faced breaking this record. But as far as the diving down there, Lauderdale by the Sea, have you guys just kind of carved out that niche in the South Florida area specifically for divers? Yeah, because you really are focused on that much more than any other community in the area that I'm aware of.
Yeah, especially for beach diving. I mean, the divers have sort of carved it out for us in the sense that, right south of Commercial Boulevard, Detour Avenue, Hibiscus, Palm Avenue, those are just great spots to just go in the water right off the beach, and you'll actually be on a reef before you reach the end of the pier, which is about 800 feet long, 900 feet long. So, and we're trying to enhance that. We're trying to let people know that we have a lot of great beach diving, and it's an inexpensive way to see the reefs, and you don't have to get on a boat and pay that fee. You can just come to the beach, park, and all it's going to cost you is your parking and a tank of air. That's it.
Yeah, well, or you use it to enhance your weekend of diving. You know, we're based in Orlando. For us to go down to Lauderdale by the Sea, you know, you want to make it an overnight trip. You could do it in a day if you wanted. But, you know, heading over to Lauderdale by the Sea to do the beach dive is a great way to spend, say, you know, maybe you charter a boat in the morning and you take that until lunchtime, you get off, have some food, and then you go and do an afternoon dive at Lauderdale by the Sea and keep things a little bit more on the shallow side and just have a great day of diving and kind of like, you know, save a few bucks as well, but and mix it up. I mean, well, I was really shocked when we went out there for Bug Fest on the first day of mini season. Now, we went off, it was probably about 10 a.m., and I knew there weren't going to be any bugs available for us because at midnight, I was looking out off the balcony there at the Windjammer Resort, and all I saw was dive lights everywhere.
Yeah,
divers were out in force, and they were after those bugs big time. And I had a feeling it was going to be slim pickings by the time I got out there the next morning. And I was correct. However, I was really, really surprised at what I saw as far as just the dive attractions. I mean, you had a few. I mean, there's a couple cannons sank off of there for divers to take a look at, I believe, right?
Yeah, Greg, we've got a snorkel trail that's been down since about 2002. Small ballast pile and an anchor and some concrete cannons. So it's a pretty cool little dive, especially for beginners.
Yeah, and I was just pleasantly surprised by that. And then we saw all kinds of critters, big time. Nurse sharks. I even saw squid on this dive.
Cool. That's
yeah, we saw a couple squid and big nurse sharks. And obviously we were looking for lobsters, but we didn't find any of those. But that was only because they had already been picked over. But just a lot of fish life and healthy reefs. And that was a pleasant surprise. So the two guys that I was out diving with for lobsters, you know, I knew from years gone by that this was always a fun dive to do. And, hey, let's just go out there. We're not going to see any lobsters, but you guys haven't been in the water for a while. This will be a good dive for you. And lo and behold, we get out there. It ended up being a great dive for even me. And, you know, I'm a bit jaded from my travels. So I give it two fins up. Lauderdale by the Sea. Go out there, do a beach dive, look for some bugs, and who knows, maybe you'll run into a mermaid or two if you're out there this weekend.
Yeah, who knows. Yeah, and plus you get a lot of bottom time, too. I mean, I know a lot of divers, they'll get more than an hour because they don't go any deeper than 15 feet.
Yeah, you really don't need to there. It's ideal dive site, Lauderdale by the Sea. Google it and get all the information online and head out there soon. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba radio. Scuba radio. Scuba radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, this new technology we have, I had to go back to the phones on the last segment, but I'm back to our web technology and connected to Colorado and the Scuba Cowboy right now. Pup, how are you, man?
I'm absolutely fantastic, man. Always happy to be on Scuba Radio.
Well, and now you sound like you're right here with us. You need to just pull out your guitar and play us a tune. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I'm telling you, this is great. It's like we're sitting right in the same room together, and now we're going to start working on Pro Tools sessions, and, man, this is going to be all kinds of fun.
I can hear you without having to be near you. I'm not saying that to you. That was more of a Drunken Santa reference.
But there are people like that. I understand.
and he's thinking that to himself as well. Like, you know. But anyway, yeah, we're going to have to do this. Now we're set up where we can actually do a Scuba Cowboy live performance from your studio because we are connected to your recording facility right there in Colorado, right?
Yes. This is amazing.
We'll set that up for another day. We'll plan that for another time. I know you're excited about our trip coming up, and we've just gotten some stuff from Scuba Pro, who's one of the sponsors of our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise here October 4th, and I know you're pretty excited about the stuff that you're going to be trying out for the week, right?
Are you kidding? I actually tried it all on yesterday.
Did you?
I literally did. In my bedroom, I was like, I got to try this new gear on. It's awesome.
Yeah, we got some new fins. Let's see, full foot fins. We got the wetsuits, 1 mil. I don't know which style.
Actually, the 0.5 mil.
0.5,
which is even better.
Yeah, because
it's
still
the new profiles.
You know,
they're awesome.
I was just down there at Saba a couple weeks ago, and I did that trip, and the water was averaging about 83. And I'm guessing it's not going to be much different when we're down there in a couple weeks. It'll go down a little bit, but I didn't put on a wetsuit all week. But I figured, hey, let's see if we can get a Scuba Pro, you know, a thin skin type of thing that we might want to use on night dives and things like that.
On the night dives. That's what I'm thinking, too, exactly. You do that on a night dive, you stay a little warmer, you get that nice hot toddy when you get up.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
And you put on your wetsuit, and it kind of trims you down about 10 pounds so you look better in the pictures.
There you go.
Don't tell that to Tiffany. That's just for me and you. All right. More coming up with the Scuba Cowboy next. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I'm not actually the diver. I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Oh, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. We twist it up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, dive, dive. Let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just die.
We are connected via the web with the Scuba Cowboy from his recording studio in Colorado. He's in between gigs. Last week you were doing a dive show. Boulder, Colorado, right?
Yes. Dreamweaver Travel. They do a big show every single December. They have just an absolute blowout. A lot more vendors even than what I expected. There was a couple, as I told you, a couple from Fiji and St. Croix and the Caymans and Bonaire. A lot of the normal crowd that we see at a dive shop, but it was quite a blowout.
Yeah, well, I've heard great things about the people they bring in, and yeah, Nick from Voli Voli was there. You're telling me Richard from Matava, so the Fiji folks were represented quite well there at the travel show. I don't know, next year maybe I'll have to get out there. But you were, playing music for everybody in between some of the presentations and giveaways, I guess, right?
Yep, pretty much just keeping the sales floor entertaining all day long. There was a few people that, believe it or not, of course the locals mostly in Boulder, that had not heard of the Scuba Cowboy, and it went over fantastic.
Well, so very good.
Great win for me, another feather in the cap.
There you go. As soon as they hear songs like Dive and, I don't know, the Scuba Radio theme song and God knows what else, they take notice. Like, hey, this guy's playing music that I can definitely relate to as a diver. Now, these Colorado folks that are around, I'm just knowing you, Pup, I know you talk to everybody in the room. You know how to work a room big time. Did you talk to some of these Colorado divers and find out where they like to go, or do they dive locally in any of the lakes and that kind of thing, or what did you find out?
They do. Some of them are unlike me. They're not warm water wusses, which is one of the songs on the new album that I'm going to, of course, dedicate to you.
Well, thank you, I think.
But yes, a lot of them actually do. I would say probably better than half of them do a lot of local dives, and I really haven't gotten into that. I've gotten a lot of invitations. I'm usually, traveling, busy, getting in, all that kind of stuff, so it's not always easy for me to fit it in, but I promised them I would come up and try some of the locations that they do here. But I was also right in my assumption that a lot of it is primarily due to the fact that we just have a great international airport, and it's pretty easy for us to go in any direction. We can go to Hawaii or Fiji or wherever, the left coast, so to speak.
Right.
And it's not quite as much of a haul as it is for you folks over on the right coast, But we can go to the right coast just as easily, too. We can jog down to Florida, boom, and there we are. So a lot of it has to do with very outdoorsy people. A lot of our divers here, very athletic. We got a really healthy population here in Colorado.
Yeah.
And they just like to travel places, and they're affluent enough to do so, and they make it a priority in their life. Even if they only do one dive trip a year, they make it a priority. They love to dive, and that's what they do.
Yeah. Well, the Denver airport, like you say, is a hub for Southwest and several other big airlines, so you guys can get to pretty much anywhere you want to go fairly easily. But the local diving there, have you done any of those lake dives in the area? I would imagine when you learn to dive, didn't you have to do some checkout dives there, or did you do that in the Caribbean yourself?
Actually, no. I'm embarrassed to say this completely, but I am one of the few, and there's actually a percentage of people that live here that have not dove. I've never had my scuba gear on in the state of Colorado other than in the pools. Now, the pools, some of the outfits here, the rigs that the dive shops have are fantastic setups because they do a lot of the pool work there. For our deep water, for our actual open water certification, most of them either go to a particular location, I can't remember the name of it, in Utah, or they go down to what they call Blue Hole, not to be confused with the one down by Belize, but the one down in New Mexico, which is about a 3.5-hour drive from here. Hmm. And that's actually where I took it. A lot of certification in the West, all around Arizona, Nevada, what have you. A lot of them go right to Blue Hole there
okay.
in New Mexico.
All right, so you got
because
that.
It's 80 foot deep.
Wow. Okay. But I know they have these lakes in the area, but now you're talking altitude type diving, right?
Exactly. You have to be the altitude certified. I mean, you got to take your class for that. And mm-hmm. I think more than anything, it's just the temps.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, we don't have as much of the aquatic growth as far as algaes or plants underwater because of the altitude. You've already got mm-hmm. less oxygen even for the plants.
Right. Okay.
And
well,
so, I mean, and the water here is so, the visibility is so awesome in most of the places. You can just about see to the bottom of the lake just sitting in a canoe. So, you know, that's kind of helpful too.
Yeah. So it looks appealing, but you know, it's ice cold and there may not be as much marine life in that regard, I guess, because of that oxygen issue. And so, hey, let's just fly down to the Caribbean or over to the Pacific and do some easy diving like that. You're jaded is what you're trying to say. Admit it.
I am spoiled. I'm definitely spoiled. That's why, like I said, that was you and me were the inspiration for the song Warm Water Wuss.
Yes, no doubt.
That's how I feel. It wasn't like it was intentional. It wasn't like I said, hey, I'm never going to go cold water again. But once you get down there and you start swimming around, it's like being in a bathtub all day long.
You know? So true.
How can you not love that?
Yeah. You know, it was funny, too, when we were in Ceiba a couple weeks ago. You know, I was there, and we had couple couples on there that were doing their first live aboard, and all of them had like three, even I think someone had a 5 mil wetsuit, and they noticed that I'm not wearing anything. Well, I'm wearing a bathing suit and a t-shirt, so I didn't totally abuse them. But yeah, I was like, you guys are wearing all this gear, and I'm like, you don't need it, man. It's 83 degrees. This is bathtub diving. I love this. And, you know, and they're thinking I'm insane or something like that. But, you know, even for a warm water wuss, I didn't need any kind of, skin protection in that regard, other than from the sun, which I used, reef safe sunscreen. But as far as like wetsuits and things, I'd much rather go without. You don't need that. It's better to dive free, right?
That's the way I am. I rarely wear one. Once in a while on a night dive or something, just to keep the chill off, or if we've done a lot of dives that day and, you know, your core temperature gets a little lower, maybe you're not moving around as much. It's more of a drift dive. You know, on the drift dive, sometimes you get a little colder because you're not swimming as much. Not that you're supposed to be swimming like crazy anyhow, but yeah, I'm with you. I love to go with as little gear as possible on.
Well, and maybe a night dive might have a tendency to be a little bit more on the chilled side, but it's really more so when you get up out of the water then after. But on the liveaboard, you know, if it's your fourth or fifth dive, you know, you start to lose a little of your body heat throughout the day. So, you know, slipping on a 5.5 mil Scuba Pro wetsuit might be appropriate for our trip.
Yeah, to me, that was perfect. I mean, when I opened the box, I'm like, wow, it's like Christmas early. This is awesome. So, yeah, I literally was trying it all on yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And, my grandkids were laughing at me, you know.
Well, exactly. So you have actually used your gear in Colorado. It just was running through the hallways of your home.
Pretty much, yeah. I thought about taking some pictures, though, outside today in front of the Tiki Hut with my new Scuba Pro gear on, just because it looks so awesome.
Have Tiffany do it. She might get a few more views than you. No offense.
That's probably true, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll make that happen on the liveaboard trip here. And by the way, there still are a couple spots left if you want to join us October 4th. You can jump on at the last minute. The airfare is still pretty reasonable. Just call up Explorer Ventures, 1-800-322-3577. Tell them you went on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Scuba Bro, with our friends from Spare Air, and of course the Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Tiffany, and myself. And we'll do a broadcast right there from the boat. Pup will play music in the evening. It's going to be just a blast. So we got that, and then right after that, you're heading straight to Roatan. Is that the deal, Pop?
Yeah, I got a couple of days. I got pretty much the weekdays in between, and then that following Saturday, yeah, I head down. They booked me for an annual big Halloween party down there. They go down there for a week, and they have a bunch of divers. It's been so successful for the last 5 years that now they've extended it to 2 weeks. So I get to go down on the 18th of October, and I don't come back till November.
Yeah, interesting. Well, you know, we're going to be on the liveaboard boat on the CX2 from October 4th through the 11th. that's close enough to Halloween. Maybe we need to do some kind of Halloween bash one evening on the boat.
I think that would be appropriate. We always have some kind of party for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, is that what they do in Belize? They have a big costume
party? That's what
they
do. It gets crazy. We got people wearing costumes underwater. They actually have a costume contest up top. This year they've got Wreck Diving Magazine and Hog Wild, I think, are the two sponsors. Each week is sponsored by a big company.
Nice.
And I'm sure there's probably 100 divers each week. It's awesome.
I said Belize, but it's Roatan, right? We're talking about
it's Roatan. Yeah.
So, and that's with the single diver folks?
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
So, you know, who knows what they'll be dressing up as for the Halloween bash. But you'll entertain them regardless, either dressed up as a mermaid yourself or playing music with your guitar and singing a few tunes.
That much I can promise.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You ought to dress up as a mermaid. We got an outfit for you. Borrow from your daughter. There.
That would be fun. I don't think I've actually done that. We've talked others into doing it, though.
It's just a matter of how much booze you drink. We'll see if we can mark that one off the list for the Scuba Cowboy. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive Master sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 ooba. Scuba, dooba, ooba, hobba. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba! Scuba diver! Scuba dooba! Scuba diver! Scuba dooba! Scuba hooba! Hooba dooba, scuba hooba! Scuba scuba! Scuba diver!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and joining me now to close out today's 2-hour radio spectacular is none other than my good friend, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. Jerry, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Greg. I'm good. How are things over in your world?
Yeah, well, we're doing okay. I have a plan with some new technology. We're going old school with you, but we're going to get you hooked up where you sound like you're in the studio with us here eventually. We're going to make it happen. I feel it, Jerry. I feel it because, you know, you have your you have your fingers on the pulse of the dive industry. And I know you guys got a lot of stuff going on with Dive Training Magazine as we get ready for the big DEMA show in November. Am I right?
Oh, that's absolutely right. In fact, we are in the process of trying to put together the last pieces of the DEMA issue of Dive Center Business.
Well, there you go. And also, you got the new app. Well, it's relatively new for the iPad, where you can stay up to date with Dive Training Magazine and get the electronic edition. They just came out with the Mac OS 8, and there's some new features in that that you guys are going to incorporate into the digital version of Dive Training. Is that right, or what?
That is absolutely correct. I mean, this tablet edition that we've come up with is the cutting edge. It's so intertwined with social networking, and you can get further information on any subject in the book just by touching the screen. It'll take you right to a website about that subject. I mean, it's fascinating just to go through it and see what it does.
Well, there you go. And you can just look at it, look for it in the App Store there, Dive Training, and it'll pop right up, and you can subscribe to it and do the whole thing. Now, as I said, you have your fingers on the pulse of the dive industry, and I know you're always staying up to date on happenings around the world, and I know there's something on your radar going on right now in Cayman. Tell me about it.
Well, I got to tell you, it hurts me to be on your show with sad news or talk about a tragedy. But sometimes in tragedy, in recovery, you have improvement. And I think that's what I see in Cayman. Unfortunately, about 9 days ago, we had an unfortunate incident where Carnival Magic came in, talked to Port Authority, got an anchor location, was led there by a pilot boat who misread the circumstances. And when he told them to drop, they dropped it right on Don Foster's reef.
Mm.
And ended up wiping out 11,000 square feet of coral.
Wow. Oh, that's not good ever. But from what you had told me before we went on the air, evidently it's not in a popular dive site area, or not where people are diving every day type of thing. Am I right or what?
Well, it's because it is a little far out there. It's hard to shore dive. The dive boats do go out very near this spot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's right on the edge of where the coral starts and stops.
Yeah, well, and you never want any coral destroyed, whether it's a dive site or not. So it's a tragic situation in that regard. But the, the bright side of this, if there could be one, is that the dive industry there in Cayman's trying to come together and do some reef restoration. Is that the case?
That's the case. And it was a little difficult here because, first of all, there was no money coming from the people involved in the accident itself due to legal issues.
Hmm.
So there wasn't immediately a fund to go fund this. And then the other hurdle was, in Cayman, it is against the law to touch the coral for any reason. So the Department of Environment realized the fix they were in, and in the last 2 days has given permission for the private sector to go work this problem. Last night at Sunset House, they had between 60 and 70 volunteers show up for training on how to do it. So it's exciting that they are jumping in there. They've got a solid research program on how they're going to do it, and it's going to take a long time. But I really believe this reef will be back.
Well, good. And it's good to hear that they're coming together to try to do some good work. Kind of crazy to think that you have to get permission to try to help fix the reef. But, you know, laws are laws. And sometimes they have some unintended, consequences in that regard. So it's good at least they got the ear of ear of the government there, and they got their pass to start the project, and that the support is so strong, as it should be. You know, that really doesn't surprise me from all the dive operators there in Cayman. I mean, it's not only their livelihood, but any operator you talk to in Cayman, they obviously love the reef, they love the ocean, and it's not necessarily all about bottom line dollars. They want to protect the resource for generations to come. Are you with me on this?
No question. They have one of the tightest water sports / tourist association in the Caribbean, and they have always had a good environmental record. So if it was going to happen somewhere, not that I would want it to happen in Cayman, but at least they have the organization either public or private, to get out and handle problems.
Well, there you go. And just for the record, you know, it wasn't Carnival Cruise Line's fault, so we're not throwing them under the bus. But right. There obviously was some kind of, communication breakdown between them and the pilot boat. And, for whatever reason, no one's stepping up and taking responsibility for the damage. And that's when they kind of rallied the troops there, the dive industry, and they're coming together to fix it ultimately. So hopefully it all work out good in the long run. And at least it's good to see that kind of support from our diving friends there in Cayman.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jerry, thanks for the update. Appreciate it as always. And if we don't talk to you before, we'll definitely be seeing you at the DEMA show in November in Vegas.
Look forward to it.
All right. That'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Go ahead. Fill it in for me, Jerry.
Down where it's wetter, Greg.
Safe diving, everybody.
Under the sea.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here.
Under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here.
Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.